الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر وإن أفتاك الناس وأخطوك أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected elders, brothers in Islam, today the Hadith Sharif recorded by Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi in his Arba'een is in reality two separate narrations. There are two separate sayings of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has included both in the same chapter or in the same section because they are very closely related, and in because in both narrations there is a overlap in the answer given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the advice given by him. The hadith itself is basically a definition of righteousness from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet was asked to define what al-birr is. Birr in Arabic means goodness, righteousness, piety. And one of the companions asked the Prophet that define righteousness for me. And the two narrations give two different definitions of what birr is. And I will read to you the two definitions given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, in the first narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Al-birru khusnul khulukih. That birr, righteousness is good manners, meaning that most of the righteousness that we associate with what is good manners. That being kind to those who are younger than you, respectful to those who are older than you, smiling to people, greeting them, all of these kind of attitudes and behaviors come under the category of husnul khuluq, of a good behavior that we should all have. In the second narration, the same question was asked to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the definition of righteousness? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, interestingly, he answered that istafti qalbak, that if you want the answer to what righteousness is, he told his companion, he said, consult and ask your own heart. Istafti qalbak, which literally means that make your heart the mufti behind it. Take the fatwa from your own heart. What exactly does this mean? It means that those things which people naturally like, naturally are inclined to, and those things which people naturally think is good, then that is goodness in Islam as well. That those things which people like anyway, those things which are the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes as well. And this is supported by another very famous narration of the beloved Messenger when he said that مَا عِنْدَ النَّاسِ حَسَنٌ فَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ حَسَنٌ, that if people find something good amongst themselves, then that is good in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. So in this answer, the Prophet, he did not give a specific answer. He did not say that birr is to read namaz on its time. He did not say birr is to give sadaqah. He said on a general basis, is that ask your own heart. Istafti qalbak, that consult your own heart. Take a fatwa from your own heart. And then he went on to say, Al-birru ma itma'annat ilayhi nafs wa itma'anna ilayhi al-qalb. That birr, righteousness, is that which brings peace, tranquility, itminan to the soul and the heart. That is what true righteousness is. That if an act brings you peace, if it brings you serenity and tranquility, and you are happy yourself by this own deed, then that is a sign that this is something which is promoted in Islam. This is something which is positive in Islam. And in both hadiths, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was not directly asked, he gave the definition of a sin as well, of an ism. And he gave a very similar answer in both narrations. He said, "Well, ismu ma haka fi nafsik." That if you want to know what the definition of something wrong is, it's something which causes you trouble in your soul, which makes you restless. A mistake or a sin by nature in Islam is something which you feel guilty about, you feel regretful about, something which doesn't allow you to sleep at night. That is something which is an ism, and therefore again we see that Islam is a true religion, is a natural religion, that those things which we promote are those things which are naturally humans like, and those things which Islam abhors and tells us to stay away from are those things which people dislike naturally. So the Prophet here gave a definition of both bir and ism, of good, righteousness and wrong. In this hadith then, so we understand that the Prophet, he did not define bir in an exact manner, he left it very general. And he said that an act which brings peace and tranquility to your heart is something which is good in Islam. And on this basis our ulama say that the Milad celebrations that we do are completely justified by the practice of the Muslims throughout the world. Why? Because you and I know that whenever someone engages in the Mawlid celebrations, when we celebrate or commemorate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we go to the mosque, we listen to the zikr of Allah, we listen to the speeches given about the Prophet's life. When people come home in the evening, do they feel guilty about what they have done in that day? That does anyone come back at home on that night and feel that I have wasted my day today because I spent it in the mosque? What is the utmost feeling, what is the main feeling that people feel once they have been in such a celebration? They come back with itminan nafs. They come back with that peace in their soul. They come back that I have actually done something worthwhile today. I have done something which is part of my iman. And this is the biggest dalil, that to celebrate Mawlid is something encouraged in Islam. It is encouraged because our heart tells us that it is good. In exactly the same way that when you hear someone reciting a naat of the beloved messenger, when you hear a naat or a nasheed of the Prophet, once you have heard it, do you feel guilty that you have heard it? That do you feel to yourself that, mazallah, I have listened to something wrong today? That I have engaged myself in a forbidden act? That is not the feeling that most humans feel once they have heard the naat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, the feeling that we all experience is a joy within ourselves. We feel that tranquility, we feel that peace within our hearts, and that goes to so many things that we practice, and many other people say that it is haram, or it is shirk, or it is bid'ah. And it goes back to the idea that Islam is a natural religion. When a person passes away, when it is a close relative, or a close associate, or a parent, whoever it is, what kind of attitude is natural from amongst us? Is this attitude natural, that we say that this person is dead now, he is finished, we cannot benefit, he cannot benefit himself, whatever I do now cannot benefit him? If he had never read Salah in his life, then let him perish, he will be punished for the rest of his life in his grave for that. Is that a natural reaction? Is that something that our own logic and our own heart tells us it should be encouraged? Rather, the natural reaction of humans is that, yes, I feel sad that this person has passed away. I feel a sense of bereavement, and I want to do something which can benefit him. I want to do something by which I can feel itminan, that I have done something for him. I give some sadaqah for him, I recite some Quran for him, and at the same time I feel that he has benefited from it as well. So from this basis, we see that even the process of Isali Sawab that we do, it is based on common sense. Even if we did not have countless verses from the Holy Quran and ahadith from the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's natural. It's natural to feel sad when someone passes away. And it's natural that you feel that sense of bereavement and you want to help them in some way. And Islam has, because it is the natural religion, has given the natural answer, that do something, send some kind of sawab to him by which he can benefit from it. So in essence, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does in this hadith is that he defines good and bad in a very loose sense, but a very useful way. And he says that if something brings you peace to the heart, if something which is sensible, something which is natural for humans, and something which you feel brings tranquility to the soul, then this is something which Islam encourages. And likewise, if something brings you regret, it gives you sleepless nights, that it causes you confusion within your soul and heart, then you should know that that is wrong. You should know that this is something forbidden. And it goes back to the idea that our religion does not burden us in any way which is unnatural or against our capability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand this hadith and the sayings of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghu al-mubin. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم فسهل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار فسهل وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.